This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moiney. Minnesota lawmakers say they want prescription drug makers to do more to justify what they charge for medications. A bipartisan bill outlined last week would establish new reporting requirements for manufacturers. They would also have to provide notification of price spikes and the availability of generics. Republican Julie Rosen of Vernon Center is the Senate sponsor.
Nobody forces drug companies to charge high prices. They can, and so they do. What we hope to do this year, with a large coalition of people that have worked on this bill, is require transparency.
And there would be steep penalties for violations. A trade association for the prescription drug industry says there are other factors in what consumers ultimately pay, including insurance agreements and third-party benefit managers. Enbridge Energy says it plans to have a new Line 3 oil pipeline in service by the end of the year, despite Governor Walz's decision this week to continue an appeal of the project. In a conference call with investors, Enbridge officials said Walz's decision to file a petition for reconsideration with state regulators should not interfere with the project's timing. Guy Jarvis is president of Liquid Pipelines for Enbridge.
There's really no construction or seasonal issues that we would run into within that time frame. At the outside, we believe we will need to be in the field sometime in June to achieve that date.
The Minnesota Public Utilities Commission approved the controversial project last summer, but Enbridge still needs several local, state, and federal permits before it can begin construction. Minnesota lawmakers want to fill school cafeterias with more healthy, locally sourced food. Elizabeth Shockman has more.
Republican Senator Michael Goggin and DFL Representative Todd Lippert say their bill would reimburse schools for buying food from Minnesota farmers. Goggin says the bill will encourage young Minnesotans to develop healthy eating habits.
This is a whole win-win situation for our schools, our farmers, and most importantly, our kids. Gives them an opportunity at child care providers and our schools to get fresh farm produce from our local farmers.
The bill asks for $2 million to fund an annual grant program. That program would reimburse schools and early child care providers who are using local foods. Elizabeth Shockman, NPR News.
In sports, the Wild host the St. Louis Blues this afternoon. The Wild have been in a slump, winning only one game since the All-Star break. The Gopher women's basketball team has won five straight games. The U hosts Penn State today. In weather, a 50% chance of snow today with a high near 23. New snow accumulation of less than an inch is expected. For President's Day tomorrow, cloudy skies and a forecast high near 19 degrees. This is NPR News Today. I'm Nina Moiney.